your current during the summer, it certainly won't be
thank you.
During finals. It certainly probably won't be during midterms, although that's less obvious because midterms aren't there.
But it is going to happen next semester.
They're pushing to do it as early as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people keep saying, well, this might not be ready, can't we put it off?
Yeah.
The pushback is no.
Thank you. Well, let's get started. We are waiting for one more person, but I think we'll start. So welcome, and thank you for joining me today. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Hillary Knox. I work in the Marketing Services Department. And we're just called you here today because we're trying to get understand your opinions and your habits and your needs in terms of search, using the search function on our, in general and on our website specifically as well. This is just going to be used for internal research, also for us to make improvements to our website, so nobody's name will be published on anything. We also like to record it, so I just want to make sure there's no objections to anybody recording the session today. Any objections to that? Okay. I know some of you don't know each other, so if you wouldn't mind, let's just quickly go around, maybe state your name and your department.
Dan Doyle, University of Development.
Dave Tiemann, Biology.
Marian Lamalia, Sustainability.
Gina Moscato, Communications and Marketing.
Linda Nussbeck, Office of Sponsored Programs.
Jen Montemiro, the RNA Institute.
Cynthia Kaludi, UAS.
Good. So we have a good cross-reference of people from around the university and how you represent your departments, how you represent staff in general, and maybe even, Cynthia, you mentioned you're familiar with some of the ways that students use search as well, so I think that will be helpful. So first thing, I just want to ask just some general background questions about search. When you visit a website for the first time, any website, and you're looking for some information, can you tell me how you would most commonly find that information? Would you use a search? Would you use a site index? Would you use the navigation that's on the page? How you usually would do that? Anybody want to start? What would be your normal approach?
I always look for the search box.
You always look for search.
Yeah. I rarely pay attention. Unless I have a habit of doing it, mm-hmm. I rarely pay attention to tabs and whatnot. I just kind
right.
of like go right for, okay, I want to know this, mm-hmm. so that's what I search for.
Anyone else have something that they always
look navigation first.
Okay, good.
And if I don't find it there, then I'll use the search.
Right. Anyone else?
I follow the same pattern, and that's mainly because when you enter something in search, you end up with multiple things, and sometimes you have to go down through until you find exactly what you're looking mm-hmm. for, where usually a tab or a something else on the page may bring you more directly to what you're looking for.
Okay.
I mean, it sort of depends on what kind of web page it is, but, I look at the navigation. If the navigation doesn't make any sense, I go to the search engine.
Right.
If the navigation makes sense, then I'll use it.
Okay.
Yeah, I do the same thing, and depends on how often I go to that page.
Right.
If it's something that I go to a lot and I know mm-hmm. what I'm looking for,
right.
like human resources or something,
right.
then I'll go to the navigation. But if it's like ITS and it changes all the time, I'll go to their search instead.
Okay. Good. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, sorry, folks.
This is Brian Gabriel, for anyone that doesn't know. I was just saying that we just started our discussion. We brought everyone here today just to talk about your search habits and needs and opinions about the UAB. You all the on-site search function. So I was just asking some folks, when they first go to a website, any website normally, what your approach is to finding the information that you're looking for on that site. Would you normally go right to a search? Would you look for navigation buttons? Would you use an index? So is your opinion on that? Or?
You're on the spot.
No, sure.
Be truthful, I don't use search as probably as much as most folks,
okay.
the search feature,
mm-hmm.
if you will. I do a quick scan looking at the mm-hmm. navigation or key terms that I've already, what I'm looking for.
Right.
If I can't get that pretty quick, then I might use a search feature or I'll just go back and try mm-hmm. another angle. But
okay.
So I don't know if I'm maybe a little bit different or not
right.
normal in that sense.
I think it runs mostly again.
I will say that I almost never use the index unless I specifically know the name the mm-hmm. thing I'm looking for, which
okay.
I wouldn't know if I'm going to somebody else's site.
Right.
Even within the university, how many times has communications and marketing changed their names from to educational
which month?
ECC.
I always have to think before I say what department I'm in.
Yeah. So how, in general, so some of you talked about your when you first, we were just talking about when you first visit a website. How about in general, after you've already been to a website, how often would you say you use the on-site search feature?
Depends on how useful it was.
Right.
I don't know. Like, if it was successful the first time or
right.
and continually, then I would continue to.
Good.
You know, one issue, like, with ITS mm-hmm. and the search feature is that it'll sometimes, like, if I'm looking for a form to fill out, mm-hmm. it'll bring me to some outdated form, and I find mm-hmm. out after the fact that, you know, it's not the correct mm-hmm. form. So, especially with ITS, if I go to their site, and you don't use the navigation mm-hmm. to get to the form, you get to the wrong form. It mm-hmm. happens to me all the time, which is really annoying.
Okay, we'll pass that information on. How often would you say you use the on-site search function just on the UAlbany main page? Maybe not a specific site page like ITS, but our UAlbany site.
It's a last resort for me.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah, it hasn't really been effective.
Meaning that?
And I know it's changed a little bit. In the past, I know no matter what I put into it, it would bring up every word that I put in. Like, I couldn't even put things in quotes, didn't bring up that exact phrase.
Okay.
I think that's evolved, though, so I think it has gotten better. But, yeah, I always try to find things the same way everybody else did, you know, through the navigation or the...
Yeah. I almost never use... The only time I ever use it is to put in biology to see what comes up that shouldn't be coming up. Or if to see if I can find outdated... information in my own pages.
And what have
you?
And what
have
you? And what have you found?
Oh, I mean, it's not quite as bad now as it used to be. But I mean, I used to find outdated pages that some professor had up on, you know, a site somewhere that mm-hmm. I didn't know were still accessible.
Sure.
You know, they're not linked to my pages,
right.
but they're still accessible by search.
Ah.
And mm-hmm. so I would find outdated tuition numbers. You know.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So,
great.
And that's really the same thing Jen is saying over there, mm-hmm. that you're finding stuff that's mm-hmm. outdated on that search.
Right. Right.
Have you seen that get better, do you feel, or is it fairly consistent?
No, I think it's a lot better now.
Okay.
But, I mean, I still have Jen's problem with forms and uh-huh. things like that. I don't go that route. So,
is that a function of the search, though, or is that a problem that we're not able to dispose of our old web pages?
Yes, it's both.
Okay.
You know, there are things we might be able to do to filter the search, you know, all of that. We just have to be careful what we do because we don't want to remove a form that's good, you know.
Right.
That's what we're trying to find out is
yep.
what do we need to do to improve, you know, that kind of. I'll tell you this, just so you know, it's in the top five pages. The search results page is in the top five pages on the university site. So it's an important page. You know, and that's one of the reasons we're asking these kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. Linda, weren't you going to say something?
I was just going to say that I do use the search on the UAlbany page when I'm looking for, especially a particular faculty member, and I'm not sure where mm-hmm. they are, or I'm looking for photos of them. Mm-hmm. So I do use that.
I use it too when I don't know where to go to look for something.
I know also with forms, particularly are like on our webpage, mm-hmm. Sponsored programs, if you don't take them out of the site there, out of the remote, site,
yeah.
That they do come up because we
yes.
had that problem,
right.
with people getting the wrong forms and stuff, so I try and make sure we get the old ones.
That's great that you're using that as a tool. That anybody else have any other...
I would say I probably use the search function about 30% of my use on the website. And it's probably for things like looking for dates for events that are not, like say, for example, the Big Purple Growl, mm-hmm. which is still a ways away and may not be featured,
mm-hmm.
but I might need that information. Right. So I'll go in and search for something like that.
Okay.
Or commencement when it's not, you know, a featured link.
Right. Good. And when you search, can you tell me what type of devices that you normally search from? Are you searching from your desktop at your station? Are you searching from a mobile device? Are you searching from a laptop, from home, the office?
All of the above.
All of the above? More than
none
one?
Of the above.
Desktop.
Desktop.
Does anybody use a mobile device to connect to the university website?
How?
Do you ever use search?
on your mobile device?
Yeah, I've been out and I want to get a hold of somebody or a department, because like today, I thought, well, I'm going to be later any more than 5 minutes. I got to let Fred or somebody know me in marketing, you know, so I can look them up, you know, and get a telephone number or, you know, and I have done so, unfortunately, to do that. Or I've been in a meeting and I wanted to get some information to just to support whatever I'm thinking, you know, I just kind of stuck that in to do that, so.
Do you know when do you use yours?
I mainly use the desktop. I don't think I've ever used the search on my mobile, the search function anyway.
Other functions that you've used on the mobile? Other tasks?
Just My UAlbany. Mm-hmm. I've done that, like to go see like a class grade or Blackboard or something.
Okay. Can I ask that question again? I'm going to use a mobile device to connect to the university website as it exists now. So that's what, 4 out of 8? Okay.
I wish we had an app. A mobile app to directly certain areas, but I mean, you know,
there's reasons for having that. Yeah. And I'll say, students, 5 out of 7 use the mobile device, and all of them searched. So it's interesting to see how, you know, different groups.
And among our faculty, almost none do, because nobody buys them mobile devices and supports them. You know, I find when I go to technology meetings, for instance, lots of people have mobile devices bought for them by their unit. Nobody buys those for the faculty.
Yeah.
And so it's a.
Yeah. There's so people are bringing their own without a doubt. If they're doing it, they're bringing
their own. Hardly anybody. In our department, 2 people out of 30, I would say.
So I want to know what else you use the UAlbany site to search for. You mentioned forms, you mentioned some directory for names, you mentioned dates. Anything else folks can think of that they use the UAlbany search, on-site search for? Tell me what you're looking for, what you're using it for.
I'm usually looking for background or events. I mean, just obviously given my job, department, usually for background information. So
background?
Either like a faculty member, like I said, or events or something, you know, or even answering questions on Facebook or Twitter. If I need to find an answer to something, then I might use the search for it.
Cynthia said, you said you use it for events, you use it for...
I also use it if I need, if I'm looking for information on a department, you know, even a contact, a phone number, or, and certainly for individual phone numbers.
Okay, you use it for individual phone numbers, that's interesting. Okay, because you said the same thing.
For phone numbers, though, I usually go right to the directory.
The directory.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I use the site for that. I don't use search for it.
Okay.
And did you, when you, all of you seem like you've used it at one time or another, have you found what you were looking for? Was it easy to find? Dave, you said you're using it as a tool more to find things that were out of date, but when there were things that you were specifically looking for, did you find what you were looking for or not?
The problem is I often find things I didn't want to find, like things that are wrong.
Okay.
I'll be doing a biology page, say, on advising or something, and I'll Google something, say, well, does Advisement Services have a thing on ABN numbers? And I'll Google something, and I'll link to their page, and then I discover that information's out of date. They just have a totally out-of-date page up there. So it's a little dangerous to...
Yeah, do you make changes to your site based on what you find?
Yeah, I will.
And have you...
I don't like the search function at all because I never get what I'm looking for.
Okay, can you give me an example?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm looking for, like, you know, like the, what is it, the class schedule.
Okay.
And I type in course schedule 2011, fall 2011. It's like I have to go through a whole list to find what I'm looking for, and then I can't find it, and then I have to go navigating through the site to find it. So I actually don't like the search function much at all on the university website.
There's an awful lot of documents indexed, like minutes of some meeting of something or the other, where they discuss the schedule of classes for 2011
like
or something.
There are a lot of PDFs that I, when you're searching for something, you're like, I don't need a PDF. I just want like a website or that happens a lot. I have to say, like, and I said this at the beginning, that I use the search function a lot, or probably more so than the tabs and the navigation and whatnot on other sites, but on our site, I probably use the search function less because I don't like it as much.
Okay.
Right. You run into the same thing on lots of other people's websites. I mean, this isn't unique. If I have to repair somebody's ScanJet 4400C and I put that into the Hewlett-Packard site, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll get a whole list of, you know, some news group thing where there were responses back and forth on the mm-hmm. 4400C. I don't necessarily get, you know, right to the target page I need. Right.
Can anyone else tell me about an experience where they haven't found what they're looking for?
Well, from my point of view, I probably use you opening websites a lot more than the average person because I'm directly related to student services. Mm-hmm. So I need information. And so I have a lot of, once I've been successful, I'll make them as part of my favorites. Like the undergraduate bulletin will explain every degree mm-hmm. program or what's offered. Mm-hmm. It makes a good point. It might not be 100% up to date, so you got to be careful. Let me back up a little bit. What I found in searches that I've kind of backed up a couple levels to be more of a general term, because I find, like you were saying, I'm specific. I want such and such a form. I don't really find what I want often, or I've got a lot of information. But if I back up one, say I put in academic services because I'm looking for the calendar or when classes start, I'll put it academic services or academic affairs. That'll bring me to their website, and sure enough, over here will be in the link. Class schedule. Okay. Or the other way, when I put in class schedule, I've gotten a long list of different things. So, but backing up even further is that I don't think I have any more frustrations on our websites than out in the real world. There are some really good ones, and there's some really, I get frustrated just I'm moving on because I can't find the information. But when I do stumble on something, well, I either save as a favor or mm-hmm. as part of my success to do that. But I'm just trying to think of some of my favorites. I've got the parking mm-hmm. situations. I check bus schedules for different students. I've got the ITS saved forms pages, mm-hmm. undergraduate bulletin because I use it. So I've got like mm-hmm. my toolbox.
Right.
Once I've got something that's useful, I save it because I'm going to come back and get mm-hmm. that information, whether I'm lazy or it's just because it's easy to go get mm-hmm. to do that. So,
sure.
And lastly, is I'm hoping that I've worked at other places where there's like a your own portal, or like my UAlbany would be a portal where when I log on in the morning, that would be an interface of internet, and mm-hmm. there could be the majority of some links right on there to take me some of those general areas and then go from there. But that's just a suggestion, you know, to do that, okay. you know, including the events or calendar information, because it's so difficult to find that
yeah.
out.
That's something else that's in the works as well.
But again, I don't think there's things wrong with it, but I'm not going to give it a bad rap because I think there's a lot worse out there. And
well,
you know, but it can be frustrating.
Here we have, you know, the opportunity to tell us, you know, what the issues are, so that we can make improvements.
Yeah.
We don't have the ability to fix Hewlett-Packard's site, but we do have the ability to fix our own. So please tell, you know, that's why we're here, is to share, you know, any suggestions that you might have or issues that you might have. So that's great. Anyone else have experiences they can share?
It seems to me like there's two kinds of search site. Mm-hmm. There's the kind of search site that takes the term you enter mm-hmm. and does a search. Just to search for that term.
Right.
And then there's a type that says, okay, here's what they entered. What do they probably mean by that?
Yeah.
Heuristically, what should we be, mm-hmm. what kind of site should we be doing, and all that sort of
right.
stuff. Ours is obviously here's a term, search for that, do a text search for that anywhere,
right.
and return it.
Okay. Get this mouse to work. So this is just an example of what, when I searched from our homepage, I just did a search for the word tuition, and it's just kind of an example of what a typical search results page would look like on our site. So, you know, Dave, you just started hinting at that. So what we're looking for to, you know, make some improvements to the site is, what other elements do you think would be helpful or useful or interesting to have on a search results page that you don't see here already? So you had mentioned some things such as suggested terms based on the term that you entered. Some things like maybe popular links or any types of information based on the term that you entered, maybe stories or videos or something like that based on what you entered. So we have kind of our body of results, but we also have room to put additional types of information in there. So based maybe on just your experiences of how you've used it and things that you can find room for improvement, or options that you've seen on other websites that were used for a helpful. Can we just go around and think about what other elements on a search results page would be helpful? Gina?
I don't even know if we can do this, but
Can you search chronologically or by most popular course?
I was going to ask that. Yeah. Is it already arranged chronologically?
No.
It's not?
No, it's based actually on what Google returns using their ranking systems for indexing pages.
Because that's the challenge I've had too, is that I have to search down through the list then to find the most up-to-date information.
In a sense, you'd like to see, like Google offers on their site, that advanced search, or is that you're looking more for a sort feature? In other words, on Google, I use the advanced search and say, show me stuff only within the last 3 months, all the time, or only within the last year.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm.
You don't really do that, it doesn't sound like. You'd like
no,
a sort.
I didn't know I could, but that's good.
Yeah, I like the advanced search on Google. Sometimes I'll put something broad, tuition, mm-hmm. and then I'll be like, okay, this is how I want to narrow it down, so I'll go to advanced search and add a term or add a time frame. And that's nice to be able to do.
Dave was suggesting sort of heuristic results. We're giving you, you're right, straight Google results, which is based on page rankings. Would you find it helpful to have a set of terms where you could return links sort of that heuristically? Instead of putting in tuition, if I had put in cost of attendance, would you want to see another area that might give you results saying, were you looking for?
Did you mean?
Yeah, did you mean?
Right. And you mentioned, you know, course schedule, but the phrase we use on the website might be schedule classes, so if there's a way.
Yes. This
change that.
In a sense, goes back to a statement you made. You find these things and you bookmark them, but you know the words we use to refer to things around here because you work here.
Right.
Yeah, right. So I have this glossary of terms, if you will, or definitions that I've kind of built up, you know, over time, you know, either in paper or in my head.
And in a sense, one of the things we're contemplating is that kind of glossary of terms being a right-hand box here saying, what are you looking for?
And what percentage of our students can spell tuition?
Well, it does give you right now. It does give you alternate spellings.
I'm not joking.
Yeah. We're well aware of. And I don't know if it's just students.
You should see the search phrases that get returned for the word calendar.
I wonder if you could do a search too by like. I'm going to say headline, but, you know, because a lot of times if you're searching for a news release, for example, and you're trying to find a news release with a specific word in the headline, but then you come up with all these search things with all the word everywhere else except for, like, in a headline. I mean, I don't even know if what I'm explaining is makes sense.
So you're actually looking to search on a specific element of the story or the page you're on.
Right.
So don't give me just Google rankings. Give me something that I want to search on the headline, or I want to search on the title of the page, or I want to search on content on the page.
I don't want to find the word in a PDF or in a meeting or whatever. You know, like, I think that might help us.
Gotcha.
That would be interesting, for instance, if you could do a search. When you've got the standard template, you know, you've got different elements on that page. You know, if you could show those words, it occurred in the H1 first, those that occurred in the main text. You know,
I know what you're saying. Yeah, you know, I'd be curious how many people would use a system like that.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't necessarily know. I mean, you have the highest ranking ones be the ones where it actually occurred in the main where it says search results.
How about other things that we might put in to other areas on the page to better use the areas of the page, related links we could put things in? So Hillary mentioned popular search terms. In other words, what's trending now. We know at certain times of year people are looking for financial aid versus other times of year they're looking for Parents Weekend. Mm-hmm. You think that kind of thing would help you in the way you use the website?
That would mean like changing, so you're talking about changing the like the nav links. Periodically.
Nav links definitely is something. Related links, we could. I mean, we have areas
like
on the page.
Like on a regular basis, changing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Based on the time of
personally,
year.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Because you know, I think there's kind of a steep learning curve when you're new to the university to figure out where things are and use this as a resource to find forms that you need or information, and then you learn it for certain sites that you go to all the time. And so ITS is an example where they have recently changed it quite a bit. So you figure out where things are and then they've changed it and now you can't find anything. So I actually don't
like changing navigation bars too much.
What if it wasn't in navigation? If it was elsewhere on the page?
You become accustomed to seeing things in certain spots, and there's an expectation. I mean, there can be. I mean, kind of, it's similar to what you're saying. You sort of expect, you know, once you find it, figure out where things are, you sort of expect them to be there. And so even things like related links, you know, if you sort of have an expectation that something's going to be there and that it's gone, then you're lost.
I mean, I guess if you're going to do that, I would do it in the middle.
Yeah. Or if you did it like two of today's events, which changes every day, you know? Yeah. And that you expect to be different every day. So unless you did it there.
I already think it's kind of busy.
What topics are hot, you know, if there was something. But I mean, how do people use web pages? They look at the web page, they find a word that they think is going to take them closer to their goal, and they click on it. You know, how many people actually go around and logically look at all the links for what they're doing? I certainly don't.
Yeah, it's already, I think there's too much
a lot of stuff on the page. Yes.
Right?
Well, to build on what everybody is saying, I have the University of Albany website is my default web page, so if I go on Internet Explorer, up comes the page. But truthfully, I never really look at that. So I see it's like a wasted step. Because I get the university events as an email, and I always look at those to see. So that really is what changes on the front page. Sometimes there's a picture or something different. But if I'm going there really use the search, it kind of leading to is back to my suggestion that if you Albany users clicked on and had a different page or a portal, get rid of some of this busy stuff that I'm not a prospective student. I'm like she said, I'm looking for stuff to help me with my job, tools, information. If I'm a new employee, that would be very helpful. And so there's a lot of stuff on that front page that's not really helpful to us, and I got to fight through that or just ignore it and go right to the search button. If I'm going to do that, give me a page that has more information about how I can search or what's happening, what's trending now, or a list of some basic.
Why don't you just change your homepage?
Well, to what though? I mean, it's a good point. I can change the default page to anything I want, and I guess I could if there was one dedicated to something that would at least be helpful to me at the get-go. But really, it's search, or I would like to know what's going on campus if there was some more concentrated areas. But if I change it to default to, let's say, Office of Undergraduate Education, because most of my stuff is there that I want to learn, and I could do that, and rather than have this list of favorites, so it's a good point. And so I'm just saying maybe there should be a different default page for you Albany users, so when you log on, that's what comes up, an abbreviated, you know, you Albany website, but something more helpful to us.
You really sound like you're looking for a portal page.
Yeah, I mean,
and a customizable portal page.
Oh, that'd be wonderful, because then I could customize a little bit to what's helpful to me, which is different probably from you or what you need. But
I think that's a great
some basic information would still be the same for everybody, you know, or general.
And then you would want the search function just to be a part of that.
I think so. So that, as I say, it's my default, and I've got it right in front of me, and kind of like start my day. If there's something that's new and that's trending, okay, I'll move on.
It's a slightly different topic, but and please, I don't want to, you know, go too far afield.
Yeah,
but
we're talking
about
searching.
What would you want on that homepage, on that startup page? Because this is not off the table either, by the way.
Yeah, it's something else that's being worked.
So I'm asking a question related to something not related to what you're here for, but related to something else. That's going to say, never mind. What would you want to see on that page?
I think some of us have touched on some things. I like what's trending now, what's new. You could put that whatever we're sent to the university events. You know, the news today. That could be those couple, so I can see that that's fresh in the information. Maybe glossary of some general terms or information about search or advanced search if you're looking for, or topical things that are, like you said, you know, around that time of year, if it's academic calendar, students coming, or orientation, something, you know, this is hot, or coming up as, you know, alumni weekend, or some information. But I also like a spot where I can maybe build my own little list of my favorites. Instead of having it up there, I can, it's my toolbox, if you will, or my go-to box.
I'm going to use a portal now. You know, I use iGoogle. Does anybody use a portal besides me? No? Okay.
But, for instance, the MyU Albany page had, for faculty staff, all the stuff that's on the faculty staff thing is a customizable thing where you could come in and say, here are sites that I use, and check off all the ones you use. And now every time you opened up MyU Albany, those would be there So if you're in student affairs, you know, you maybe you would do all the student affairs things. I do a lot of stuff with Office of Equipment Management, you know, need forms from this there for surplus computers
or whatever you use for your job.
Right. So I could go in and click those things. And I often go to the faculty staff thing to try and services thing to try and find those things. There's so many things there. That it's a little overwhelming. If I could go in and customize it so that for mine, that came up. And I find the secretary sometimes doing this. They'll bookmark everything they've got, and their homepage is their bookmark page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've seen that.
So it's very, because that, they do the same thing over and over and over. Get asked the same question.
And a good starting point might be where Hillary's got data for a search for 2 years of what's one of the most popular searches or what's hit the most. That could be a starting point. In other words, data has told us that people are looking for these the most. Yeah. We start with that, and then we go
we
from
do
there.
Know that.
You know what I mean? So you've got some sense of what people are looking for or how often they're coming to find whatever pages they're looking for. But
what about other content, somewhere on the page? And Cynthia, you mentioned sometimes you're looking for event information like a commencement or Big Bubble Growl or something like that. If there were other information on the side, kind of based on whether it was a news story or a video or something like that, based on the term that you put in or just based on what we have, is that something that you think would be helpful to have on a search results page?
It might be helpful to parents or people who don't know very much about the event. I don't think, to me particularly, I'd be looking for dates and times and locations and specifics that I would need to do my job. So,
anyone else have opinions on that? Any other type of information that might be interesting to have on the search results page? Relevant to the type of content that we have on our site?
I think you get sort of clued in, you expect a search result page to give you the search results, and I'm not sure I ever pay attention to what's in the left or right.
Okay.
My ideal search page would just be like a search page and nothing else. I mean, you're there to search, not get the latest news,
Okay, good. And we started to talk a little bit about, portal. Just in general, are there any other features that you'd want to see on our website, not necessarily related to search?
That's a chance.
Right.
Well, again, I'm shooting for the sky here, is that I hope at some point there'll be an element for training or some video self-help or things
what
like
what
that.
What type of training?
Somebody mentioned about being a new employee or my first year here and I don't know if it's whether it comes out of human resources or ITS or something, but there could be some training modules where I can at least look at a list of what's available. It could be about health benefits, or it could be something about Windows, Office, whatever. I know I'm clutching the straws here.
I think I get what you're looking for. It could be about parking permits.
How do you obtain this, or how do you go about that? Right. And I know you could go forever, but what I'm saying, at least have that technology or that built into where if another group on campus, whether it's facilities or Res Life or something, wanted to build a little small training module or information module video-wise, whether it's a PowerPoint or actual real video.
How to use IT.
Yeah, it's there and available, so it's another tool. Again, it's
today or yesterday or tomorrow.
How do I get information, one of the things I like, I love the Twitter feed, I love the news feed, because I do a quick glance. If something catches me, I click on it, open it. If I don't, I move on, but those are over here, and I've kind of gotten used to those. And again, if you had a portal, you could maybe even individualize that for your college or your work unit, or it could be only financial stuff, the financial division, or, I know, like I say, these are layers, but we got to start somewhere backing up to the beginning. But out of that portal, it'd be nice to have a quick thing to HR if I got a question about, what do we get a day off, are we going to get a raise into your 2015, because it's not happening. But I always wondered why we didn't have a little more online training available, or little snippets or video things that we could watch to be informed.
That's great. Thank you. Anyone else have any suggestions about just our website in general? We're just taking the opportunity while you're here to get your opinions on this.
Sometimes I need... Under Fast Facts, we used to have information about employment, like number of employees, faculty, staff, and I need that information sometimes a lot for grant applications or figuring out carbon stuff. And I know I can go to IR and I know I can go to human resources, but it turns into something that used to be, sometimes I just need a general, you know, I don't need it super detailed and like square footage, things like that. I just need a general number that's about right, doesn't have to be exactly correct. Mm-hmm. And something that might take 3-4 hours to calling, figuring out, doing what number. Yeah. And I remember we used to have it, and I could just go there and I could grab that number and put it in whatever I needed it to for my purposes. And I understand that there's a lot of numbers behind those numbers, mm-hmm. but just in general, mm-hmm. things that you could generally report about was mm-hmm. so helpful for me. And now mm-hmm. I dread having to do it because it's a insignificant thing that can take me 2 or 3 hours to get for.
No, that's great.
I know it was just an example, but I've come to the conclusion over the last 2 weeks that there isn't a single person at this university who knows how many people work here.
Yeah.
And I've been to several different offices, and we're all just kind of like, you know.
So how do you define work, I guess?
Yeah. Well, exactly.
I
pulled lists from HR, and they start at 6,500. That's where we start, and we usually end up mailing to about 4,800 when we're done. But right. somewhere in the middle is how many, you know, when you take a... You know, do you leave in adjuncts? Do you not? I don't want to get off topic. I'm sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's not
sorry, reporter.
Well, but what I am hearing is authoritative sources of basic facts.
Yeah.
Here's what we say we have as employees. Here's what we say we have as students. Here's what we say we have as square footage. Here's what we say we have as whatever,
so
alumni.
You know what else? It would be nice to have, like, mouseovers. I didn't even know that you could get that information in. What's in there? What's in Fast Facts? There are so many links here. Sometimes you don't know what's behind them. It'd be nice to have information like in a mouse over of what type of information is there.
Is that a real term? I've never heard that before. Yeah.
A mouse over?
Mouse over.
The little tooltip thing. You know what
I mean? Yeah, you just hover over it and gives you a little
one
sentence or five words.
You used to have photos available too. I don't know if they're still there, but when I search for photos, they're all galleries, and you can't grab one.
Okay.
So
I found that sources useful. Of images.
Right.
Yep.
I used to use
That's what I use the search on the main page for. It's like if I'm looking for pictures of something, you know, that aren't linked anywhere.
Pre-approved images that if you need, here's the campus shot, or here's a campus shot.
Just a few
here's
basic
a
shots. Yeah.
That you can. Modify, because you'll get them, but they'll be like little tiny things, and you try to blow them up, and then it's all pixelated, and you can't use it.
I guess I should just state for the record, because you already know my opinion, and I know you guys are working on it, but I think the biggest thing is to make it mobile-friendly. I think that's how almost everybody's going to be looking at it in the future, and are already, I'm sure, the students, if you're talking
about
it.
Four out of eight here are doing it to some degree.
And we're relics, so.
I'm so glad you're doing it, because we were talking about trying to do it on our own, so.
That's And again, off topic in a sense, and I don't want to go too far down the road on that, but that's part of the reason is to give people, so here's some kind of standard navigation that we can integrate everybody into. Here's a way of navigating the site. Here's a general look. Here's a URL. There's an m.albany.edu URL that'll be used. So, you know, we'll be talking to people more in the future who have an interest in this. So 10 pages or so by September, and we're hoping growth very quickly. If you're looking for development of mobile pages, you can always send us an email. Say, here's what we're looking at.
I'm a cynic. You know, the old Ochre templates never got put in 5 years. This isn't everywhere. We're moving on to the next. Having to implement the next thing, and the last thing isn't implemented yet.
Because nothing's ever
static. It's a moving target.
Everything is always moving. But yes, I'm with Dan on this. This is where our students are, without a doubt. And this is where a lot of us are, is on the mobile side. So I think you're going to see a push. Anything anybody wants to say about mobile? What would you like to see on a mobile site that would help you do your job?
Something specific?
Yeah.
I'm not as concerned as what I can do on it. We deal with alumni, so we have, you know, our 150,000.
What do you want those alums to have? If they came to m.albany.edu, what should an alum see?
Whatever they want to see, really. I mean, whatever they're looking for.
You have to tell me what that is.
Well, no, I mean, it varies. It's a big group. But whatever they're looking for, they should be able to find it easily is what it comes down to. And I don't, you know, I don't know how many people, we've talked about this before, I don't know how many people go to the site just looking for, I'll see what's going on at Albany today. But if they're looking for something, they want to be able to find it. So I guess that in that respect, the search is really one of the most important things for the mobile app, you know?
Okay.
But just thinking as an alum of a couple of places, what do I do? I'll go back and see what's happening in my old department. Is anybody still there anymore? Does it look like things are happening? You know, scanning news items of the kinds of things that are happening in my old department. I might go look and see sports teams I was interested in then have done since. I might.
How about other areas? How do your website audiences use mobile? Are you guys? Do you know how they're using mobile? I'm sure you have a high percentage. You would love a lot of your transactional stuff on mobile, especially.
Yes, and I also think that students are mostly looking for hours of operation, and they're going to be looking for menus, and both of those are going to be difficult to get into a format that will. It's going to be a lot of scrolling, I would think. I know we have a meeting coming up, and. I will be getting our web pages to Jen Karen for that, but ours are, we're prior to the start of the fall semester, we're doing some reorganizing, so I didn't want to send it to her until we were finished with that. So,
how about on the research side? What does your constituency want on a mobile site, or do they?
Has it been brought up at all?
I have no idea.
News, I would think, you know, who got grants, what grants were, you know, if you're interested in RNA, certainly you would want to know if you guys have anything, events, news, anything else that you think your constituents would want.
Are there any seminars today, you know, just calendar stuff?
Calendar.
You might want to find faculty specifically.
I don't find that the faculty are that interactive of the web page, really.
Never know from what you said. Uses mobile. Yeah, I don't. Students might.
I mean, I think the faculty more fear the mobile thing, just in terms of students are coming to have expectations that they're going to be able to just go and find out whether a faculty member is in his office right now and be able to run over there and stuff.
That is an expectation I've heard.
And, you know, it's...
Because I've sat in this room with, you know, students saying, I'd like to be able to find that faculty member, you know. Can't put geolocation on them yet, you know.
Well, I mean, one of the things with the new email system is there was a button up in the corner that said, when we did the test, there was a button up there that says, was this person online or not for instant messaging? I said, you got to turn that off by default, you know, so that a faculty member only turns it on when they want to do instant messaging. Because you can imagine you're teaching, you know, Dan Wolf has 1,300 students in a semester. Imagine if every one of those can see he's looking at his email right now and I get instant messaging him.
Back in the good old days when I was a student here, we just knew the faculty member wasn't accessible.
So here's something for students is like, mobile-wise, a campus map. I can't tell you how many people come into my office looking for a building across campus because they don't know what the acronym is, or they can't find it, or a room in a building.
I'm trying to look at a map on a little device.
Because we will have in the first 10 pages, there will be a Google mapping system on a mobile device. But yeah, I think you're right. I'm here, I want to get there. Which building is it, and which way do I have to go?
Which room is it in which building?
Where is that room? Where is B30 in Arts and Sciences? Mm-hmm. I think that's good advice.
I have to say, like, as more of a practicality, when I'm searching on my mobile device, and if I have to download, like, if I'm at a menu or something, and I have to download it, I hate that. Like, I just want to see it. I don't want to download it. Do you know what I mean?
What do you have?
What do I have? Android.
Okay, yeah. Because BlackBerry's are awful for that.
Really? Yeah. It's so annoying. I'm like, it's downloading. Oh, great. You know, I'm like, I just want to see the menu or whatever it is. So
you don't want to open up a PDF to find it?
No.
Taking notes too. Well, there you go. App versus web mobile pages. Do people understand the difference in a sense? Now, an app you would download from an app store, the Apple store, or the Droid store, whatever. You'd install it on your phone. You'd have a little icon, probably. A web mobile page, you would open up a browser on your mobile phone, something like either Safari or Opera or another browser that came with your phone, so the Windows phone would have, and you'd browse to that page. Similar kinds of information can be displayed. There's advantages and disadvantages to both. Mm-hmm. You mentioned an app in particular. You'd like to see an app. App sits on your phone, and in a sense, you click on it. It's usually a little faster. It's dedicated to the platform that it's on, so it uses that platform's inner workings better than a mobile page might. Anybody have a preference for an app versus mobile pages?
Would we have to choose, or is that?
No, you don't have to choose. In fact, I sat in a conference with Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint, and they had their higher ed reps, and I asked them exactly which you prefer, mobile apps or mobile browser pages, and they said yes. They'll either do both.
Yeah, because I would think our insiders would want the app, and people just coming, you know, to visit the site for whatever reason would want to be able to have it be mobile friendly, right? So yeah. I would hate to have to choose.
And the trouble with apps, of course, is they're device specific, and so you've got to support apps for.
Yeah, you've got to support that app. You've got to support it across platforms. Yes,
which is one of the reasons why we're going to Microsoft email, because we can't support all this stuff on all these different devices.
I think it depends on the unit, or like you say, it's almost tailor-made to an area. I see an app for like admissions, college seniors coming to a fair, or if you send them an email and you give them an email to, or here's a link to the browser, or here's, what do you call it, the little symbol? I can't think of the name now. Here you go, and the student
QR code.
The prospective student can wave their smartphone over, and they've got it. And now they've got it with them, so if mom, dad, or they have any questions about what's going on, admissions, the requirement, it's all part of that app. The information's right there to do it. Media marketing might want to put one out, just in general, that it's out there. Somebody can know about you, Albany, and to do that. I used to more browsing, the words, if I'm out and about, need some information, I'll take it. If anything, sometimes I'm saying, geez, I wish they had designed a page to be viewed on a smaller screen, or maybe even some of the search terms, is that I can't be typing a lot. So again, I'm trying to shrink it down, but it's just a nice tool to have, because I don't feel like I can not really get information. It may take me a couple of minutes, but I've got it with my mobile phone.
Yeah.
Not out there all by myself to do that. But and I guess expectations, you mentioned, young people today, I mean, they're just, that thing is glued to their hand. I mean, whatever they're using. And eventually, I think even in the classroom, some of the laptops are going, and they've got the iPad in. If you had a particular app, or, they've got it there.
It's spreading, though, I'll tell you. We actually, at the last Foundation board meeting, we had three board members ask specifically about apps. They said that, and they explained that they'd like something where they could go on, and maybe it would show them like their favorite sports course, kind of like what David was saying, news and events, that kind of thing. So,
okay.
And they're sitting around the table doing this during
amazing,
the
meeting. Amazing, amazing. Yeah.
And the other thing you can do is having like your mobile web pages. I mean, certain pages are just not appropriate for viewing on a small screen, and.
Like our main web page, as I say.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
If I had a portal or another page,
but the problem is every department not only going to have to generate their own web page, but now it's going to have to start thinking about which web pages we can strip down far enough to be viewable, and which pages.
Now, this is one of my bugaboos about this, is I want to do it, especially coming out of Red Dot, so that it's a click. There you go. Publish the mobile version of this page.
Right. But like on my faculty pages, putting all their publications up on a mobile device is sort of silly. That page shouldn't even be available.
Right. So you will have to make some decisions as to which pages.
Somebody's
going to.
Yeah.
And your point is exactly right. On a mobile page, you might want less text. I only want half of what's
on. We always want less text. That doesn't get us very far sometimes.
How many of you have a smartphone? Can you just show your hand? You use smartphone?
I don't, it doesn't seem that smart to me. I got an iPhone waiting for
how smart you want it to be. You know? Yeah.
So I have four of you. So, four. Okay. So any other questions or comments in general about the university website or search or anything else you want to share? That's all we had for today. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing all your information. So hopefully we'll start some changes going forward.
Yeah, really, thanks for your time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, please help yourself to a muffin on your way out.
I think everybody signed in if you want to go.